Where would you expect to find a nurse? In a hospital. Here we are, Royal Infirmary. Where would you expect to find a farmer? Yes, a farm. There's a farm. Where would you expect to find a fisherman? Someone over here. Yes. At the harbour, a very good answer. There's a fishing boat. Where would you expect to find some fishwives? I'm looking at them. New Haven is where you'd expect to find some fishwives. I don't recognise anybody in that photograph, but I suspect some of you do. Where would you expect to find a president? Alistair. That's right, in the White House. And where would you expect to find a king? Yes, Nathan. A castle, yes, or a palace. And there's a palace in Jerusalem. Now, the Jewish people had been promised a savior or a king. For a long, long time, they'd been promised one, and they were expecting one. But he wasn't born in a palace. He was born amongst the animal filth in a dirty stable behind a pub. And the thing was, the Jewish people were expecting not a little baby, but a mighty hero to rid Israel of the Roman occupiers, to restore Israel's glory and peace. They were expecting a king that was greater than the greatest king they had ever had, which was King David. David, you remember, was the wee boy who killed Goliath with a single shot and then went on to be the most wonderful king. There we are. The most wonderful king they'd ever had, defeating all sorts of armies. Israel and the Jewish people were expecting that sort of king. They were expecting God to send this Messiah and change all the world around them so that they, the chosen ones, could be who they were meant to be. Many of them were disappointed. What are you expecting this Christmas? I see some hands going up. Well, I'm expecting a... That's not the question. That's not the question. Are you expecting peace and harmony in the home, in the wider world? No stress, no arguments. Everybody get the presents they want and help with the washing up. A few nods. The trouble is, unlike the drama, we are so familiar with the Nativity story that it doesn't shock us anymore. The ministers and the civil servants in the drama were shocked that God would choose to send a baby to a dirty stable behind a pub. But we're not. We've grown up with it. And from a young, very early age, we know it off by heart. So it doesn't shock us anymore. We see a baby lying in the manger. We see a baby that's passive. And our response is conditioned to be one of, oh, isn't that nice? Rather than, wow! Let me show you some pictures. And when I show you these pictures, I'll move over here. When I show you these pictures, I want you to vocalize what you feel. Okay, this is an interactive experiment. Ready for the first one? Right on cue. It's very, very cute. It didn't take long to go into Google Images and say, cute kitten, and you get hundreds and thousands of things like that. It's very, very cute. And we want to stroke it. We want to put it in a little box. We want to take it home. Right. Next one. Remember, vocalize. Bit more, a bit less cute. Not quite so safe. And then when it starts to roar, you can just imagine. The thing about Christmas is, we're too used to that. That's what we expect. That's the baby in the manger. That's the one we can control. Not that one. C.S. Lewis, in Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, as many of you know, wrote that book, which is a fantasy, but it describes, as an allegory, the story of salvation. And it uses as its central character Aslan the lion. And in the book, Lucy, who's one of the human children, is in the home of Mr. and Mrs. Beaver, and she's heard about this Aslan. And at that moment, the world, or Narnia, is in the grip of winter and the Wicked Witch. And she's heard about this Aslan, who will come and save everything. And she asks Mr. Beaver, "Is he safe?" "Safe?" said Mr. Beaver. "Of course he isn't safe. But he's good. He's the king, I tell you." The trouble is, it's very, very easy to see the baby in the manger and just see that. A baby in the manger. And when it comes to babies, we all go, "Oh." In fact, apart from kittens, who are the cat's pajamas, really, when it comes to "aw" and other small baby animals, babies are the next best thing. So if you don't have any small animals, babies make us all go "aw." It's very difficult, in fact, to see through all the Christmas paraphernalia, to see through the shopping, the tree, the decorations, the shopping, the food, the parties, the presents. Oh, the shopping. It's very difficult to see all through all of that and see, instead of just a baby, see God. To see Almighty God come down to earth as our Savior. The God who cradles the world in his hands. As a baby, those hands, you can all picture a baby's hands. Those hands, holy hands, who 30 years later were nailed to a cross. Instead of seeing the baby, can we see God? Can we see that almighty, holy God? To whom the response, if we went, "Oh," is as inappropriate as tickling a lion under its chin. So holy, so bright and shining holy, that our only appropriate response is full face down worship. Mary saw that. She was a very, very scared teenager. But she saw that. Joseph, after a dream, saw that. So did the shepherds. So did the wise men. They saw that in this baby, the world was going to change. But more than that, because they didn't know quite how or why it was going to change, more than that, they knew that they had changed after their encounter with Jesus. The disciples, too, eventually, after a few mishaps, a few false starts, the disciples really kind of thought that he was the guy. "You are the Christ," Peter said to Jesus. Not everyone who encountered Jesus then or now does see that. Not everyone allows Jesus to change them. There was the story of the rich young man who came to Jesus and said, What do I need to do to get eternal life? And Jesus reminded him of all the commandments. Do not lie, do not murder, do not commit adultery, honor your father and mother. And he said, the rich young man said, I've obeyed them since I was a boy. And at that moment, Jesus looked into his heart. And Jesus saw that this young man had a barrier around his heart. A barrier that wasn't letting Jesus change him. So Jesus said to him, one thing you need to do. Go, sell all your possessions, and give the money to the poor, and come and follow me. And just as this picture shows, the man went away sad. Because he couldn't do that. He wanted his life to be safe. To carry on being safe, comfortable through the wealth he had. And for some people it might be something else. For him it was wealth. He wanted a safe life. The baby in the manger isn't safe at all. What are you expecting this Christmas? Something predictable? Something safe? Or, like Mary, like Joseph, the shepherds and the wise men, are you willing to just let down your guard a little bit and allow Jesus to take you on that adventure? What are you expecting? The choir is now going to sing Away in a Manger. Before you all get up, this is not the normal tune to Away in a Manger. So, when you're listening to it, and when the choir is singing it, don't think of the cutesy wee baby. Think of that holy, bright shining holy King. God as man, as a baby, to change us.